The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, welcome on into our Wednesday, December 4th edition of Sports Talk. Taking until 8 o'clock this evening. Cole and I were talking about it, too. It has been a while since we've had a Wednesday show.
It has
going
been
until 8 because we
month,
have these Pelicans games usually.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, I think I was telling Mike about this. I was like, the last time was the night or the week before October 23rd when the Pels opened the season. And then we looked at the schedule and it's like, the Pels don't have a lot of Wednesday games this month, so you'll be hearing from us a lot more.
Yeah, definitely the Wednesday slate in December, not as full as it was.
No, a lot of Thursdays and Saturdays.
Yeah, exactly.
So be prepared for Pels Saturday night, everybody.
Getting ready for that game tomorrow night, which will be a 6:30 pregame start on 870 a.m. and then a 7 o'clock tip-off in the Smoothie King Center against the Phoenix Suns. Mike Dottile and I will be at the Treasure Chest Casino tomorrow as we kick off another special edition of Sports Talk from there, counting down to Thursday Night Football and focus on the Saints' battle with the New York Giants, also the SEC Championship and other the big weekend games. Come and hang out with me and Mike D at the Treasure Chest Casino. We're actually inside the Game Bar and Grill there. That's tomorrow, 4 to 7. Treasure Chest is located in Kenner's Lake Town area on the banks of Lake Pontchartrain, 4540 Williams Boulevard. Can't wait to see you there, folks. And we'll also be heard on WWL, of course. Looking at today's news from Saints camp, we got the first injury report for week 14 as this black and gold squad gets ready for their first really cold weather test of the season.
Oh, yeah.
We know that matchup is coming up Monday Night Football later on, December 23rd, I think it is, in Green Bay. But December 8th, this Sunday, there'll be a noon game at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey against the Giants. Looking at the injury rundown for the black and gold, obviously not practicing today. Taysom Hill with a knee issue. Cesar Ruiz is listed with a concussion, and Nick Saldiveri also a knee injury. All did not practice. Limited for the black and gold were tight end Juwan Johnson with a foot, center Eric McCoy with the groin issue, wide receiver Bub Means has an ankle issue he's coming back from, tight end Foster Morrow a shoulder injury, and guard Lucas Patrick a calf issue. A full go at practice, defensive lineman Tano Passanio with coming back from an Achilles issue. We have safety Tyrann Mathieu dealing with a forearm. Running back Kendra Miller, his hamstring injury, coming back from that off of injured reserve. And then linebacker, tough guy, Pete Werner, had that hand wrapped up. He was a full go at practice. We'll probably see a lot of him in action, obviously. And that hand he was dealing with, you know, had that club wrap. I didn't even notice last game if it was still wrapped up, honestly.
I think I looked for it and I saw my dad about it. And it looked wrapped up. It didn't look like it
as
was like
much.
It didn't look like a club, but it looked more wrapped up than any other hand.
Right. Looking at the Giants for their game going in, their roster going into the game, they've got Tay Banks, Jermaine Ulamanor, Evan Neal, Rakeem Nuiz Roquez, and Bobby Ukuri not practicing. Limited for the G-men, DJ Davidson, Tommy DeVito, Bryce Ford Wheaton, Deontay Johnson, and Jordan Riley. all limited for New York. And we know today they announced that it will be Drew Lock once again under center this week. So no rematch against Tommy DeVito on Sunday.
No Tommy Cutlets, which is probably a good thing for New York and a bad thing for us.
Well, who knows? You know, I know he's dealing with a right forearm issue. And who knows what happens in the game if Drew Lock is ineffective or suffers an injury. I'm sure he could
he's
be coming
back
right
too.
Back in the game. Lock?
Yeah, I want to say like he was going to play against the Cowboys on Thanksgiving, and then they like went with DeVito at the last second because Locke had like a shoulder issue or something. I remember it being a thing where I was like, oh, yeah, Locke's going to play. I actually will care about the game, but I won't take that after-turkey nap. And then they announced it was DeVito, and I was like, I'm going to bed. I'm going to take a nap.
Looking at the Saints practice report, obviously the name Kendra Miller. The running back has been dealing with the hamstring issue since training camp. He ended up coming back for two games, suffered another one, but not the same hamstring issue. He says, though, that he could have come back a lot sooner and didn't need to be placed on injured reserve. It was a whole thing of having an issue with head coach at the time, Dennis Allen. Well, now he's gone, and you have Darren Rizzi running the show, and Rizzi has definitely expressed that there is no grudges, there's no bad beef with anybody. Everybody has a clean slate going forward. Well, our sideline reporter Jeff Nowak caught up with Kendra Miller in the locker room today and got a good sit down with him, and we'll hear from him exactly of his thoughts on going down with that hamstring issue. And here's Jeff with Kendra Miller.
In terms of your injury initially, what was the deal with that? Was it, you said it was minor, and then the plan was for you to come back against the Panthers or the Falcons, and then it changed?
So the original plan was they was going to give me a down week against the Panthers. I could have played against the Panthers because that week I was running full speed, and like I could have got the go like if I just needed to. But they was like, okay, like we're going to give you a down week. We're going to let you play against the Falcons. That's the plan, that everybody was on the same page with. And then I got a call last minute like, oh, this is what we gonna do. And then, like I said, it took me by surprise. I was just like, wow, like that's a little harsh for, because everybody was on the same page in the building. So kind of threw me a curveball a little bit. But
yeah, it was that, I mean, mentally getting, just kind of adjusting to that, was that difficult? How did you go about doing that?
I mean, it really wasn't difficult because, like I said, I done been through a lot in this small little term. Thank God it hadn't been anything like season ending, but like it's always been something that was like a little nick or something. So I mean, like I wasn't mad or anything. It was just kind of like surprising. I was like, it's just something else I got to go through. Like I said, I told them, I don't know if he was here, but like when you go through hard times, like that make who the person is. Like when they come out on the other side, and like I said, I ain't got nothing to prove to nobody. You know, to myself, like I know what I am, and like the people in this building believe in me, and like I just got to go out and do it now.
Gotcha. And then just in terms of that, the conversation you had with Riz, he mentioned he wanted to give you a clean slate and just make sure that, you know, you felt like everyone was supporting you.
Yeah.
More. So how did that conversation go on your end? Did that give you kind of a little confidence that you could, I don't know, make your mark here?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the day that Riz, you know, stepped in, me and him had a talk with him in his office that day, and he was like, everything in the past that happened, he was like, ah, that in now, whatever grudge anybody had in the building with you or for whatever reason, it was like that end now, like, I want you here. You going to be here. And like I said, he talked to y'all, and he was like, about the doghouse thing. Like, he was like, it ain't no doghouse for me. He was like, I told the media. And I was like, we letting the dog off the leash now. Like, I'm ready to do my thing. I'm ready to get in there, bark a little bit.
Gotcha. And just hearing that, you know, is like, obviously, like, he could have that idea, but just the fact that he said it out loud, you know,
yeah,
like, how helpful is that?
That's a big deal, because, I mean, like I said, it definitely wasn't that in the past. I'm not a big person who need a pat on the back, but you know, it'd be nice to hear that you want it a little bit. Like, I mean, like every once in a while, like, or like shown that you want it. And Rizzi has did a phenomenal job showing that, like, he trusts in everybody. Like, he gonna coach hard, but like after that, like, it is nothing. Like, I mean, it's next play mentality with him.
That was Kendra Miller with our Saints sideline reporter, Jeff Nowak, who we're going to be talking to after this break. And yeah, you heard Kendra there. He's ready to go, ready to play, and kind of was looking for a little love. And apparently Dennis Allen had no love, was totally I guess, fed up with the hamstring issue. Obviously, it was a start of training camp, and then when he came back, dealing with another hamstring issue for him, but he is ready to roll now, has two games played this season, 9 carries, 52 yards, averaging 5.8 a carry. So that's definitely going to be a welcome addition to this running back group who, with a guy like Taysom Hill down, you need any kind of able bodies back. And we know there's talent there with Kendra Miller. The only problem is, can the guy stay on the field? And hopefully we'll see going forward now if he can, you know, do that, because with these final 5-game stretch, he's got a lot to prove to not only himself but to this team if he's worthy of being around on this roster. Can they rely on him?
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.